This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
My Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
What's up, world? This is Brother Ali in the mix right now with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio, the hip-hop show. Keep it right here.
Soon as my niggas say turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out. Since MC ran, my kinfolk keep his window locked. My other kin is trying to kick his window in. Bad neighbors, the homies, they the misbehavior. So you know the flow won't go major unless they throwing paper. From out of corporate skyscraper, and that's when we kick the industry doors in. Blue and mad, Neo took the red and blue to the head and still can't go to bed. Wild child, cold red, as big as when J-Lib broke the red. We broke the bank, it awoke the feds, fold the bread. Sleep with your eyes wide up and turn it up when you drive by us. Turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out.
Disgusting. 9-3 or 33rd. No, I stay in Malibu, the echelon. I put heckle and Jekyll on. Your 15 minutes of fame is down to a second conf. I see you in it, boy. So what you stepping on? You niggas rep it wrong. You in that shit like I'm checking farms. I'm a Disrupticon, cause I disrupt the con, claiming Decepticon. Only deceiving when the weapon's drawn. That's a Megatron. I'm dropping a Megaton, a bomb. To swim with Megalodons. I got pulled like I mangled your arms. You just a rag doll, a rather test dummy ready to crash walls. That means that you ain't got the drive we do. Matter of fact, I would never ride with you. Keanu Reeves couldn't save you on a bus. Play it loud when you speed by us. Mother,
turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out.
Cause this is a bad one.
It's that head knock, turn it to the red dot. Watch the hottest, latest gossip from the block to the next shot. Womp on my hip, I'm a walking investment. That check into your chest, you was dumb as the next man. Dropped out of school, I ain't nothing for testing, homie. Your way turned the tide, then you dirt for sure. More, what a story, I'm a hoarder for the glory. Hit Henny to the rim, winners drink from the trophies. Toast coast where the sun sets. That's women looking like money in the corset. Suckers looking kinda envy, gotta shake them off, door set. When you pray they wrote me off, they wrote more checks. Oh no, BLU, my crew, war prep. Just a step, turn it up, make the whip wreck. Yeah,
turn it up, we burn it up, burn them down. Mad Lib brought the burner out.
This is a bad
feeling that. That is banging. I'm sorry. I wanted to hit the rewind on that one.
Sarah was turning up right there, boy. That's the turn up. Med, Blue, and Mad Lib linking up right there, featuring Oh No.
Jeez. Reunited for the new EP, which is also called The Turn Up, that follows their album, which from 2015, that was The Neighborhood, Bad Neighborhood, sorry. And that
Bad
project
neighbor.
Is five full new tracks on there, four instrumentals and acapellas. Check it out. It's on Bang Your Head Entertainment.
Oof, that makes you bang your head for real.
We and need this, more of that.
What better way to do it than on this fine Monday afternoon? Dark as a mother lover. I feel, you know what I mean? I'm camouflaged out there. I don't know about you, but you know what I mean? Us dark-skinned folk, you ain't really seeing us here, there, and everywhere around this time. What is it? We're at the end of October and look at it. No, the end of
November.
November,
catch
what
up.
Am I talking about? Yeah. I need to catch up. Look
time
at this.
Time is flying.
It's nighttime already.
It's madness.
You just had breakfast a few hours ago. Now it's time for supper, bitches and bitchettes.
And we're going to be taking care of you right here on Foodbar till 6 p.m. with the finest in hip-hop goodness.
Yep.
But before we go any further, we have to say a thank you to our brother, Ian Boldsworth.
Ian Boldsworth.
He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours, and you can listen back to that or any Foodbar show on the website. What was cracking last week? Because I was away last week, Mice.
Well, you had Ian Boldsworth, a.k.a. Big Man Little Hands. He came in to try and run the game. You know what I mean? It weren't happening, though. You know what I mean? I was holding it down, of course, whilst you were away with my homegirl. I said to Sheriff.
We need to get a job for that, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. And yeah, man, we had a wicked little show. A bunch of guests came in. I've got to give a shout out to my boy. He said I did pretty well this time around because last time I fucked it all up when I was pressing the wrong buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had a really nice show, man. And a lot of guests came through. And, you know, they showed why we do this right here. The Hip Hop Show each and every Monday. From 4 to 6, bitches and bitchettes.
Oh, my goodness. LSD has just let us know that the sun sets at 3:57 today. That's, like, illegal or something. Yeah.
That's scary, man.
That is scary. And last week, we also had Dan from King Underground.
Yep, Dan from King Underground came through with Samaya and Ernest Herb. They did a live performance, Sarah. When I'm telling you this shit, this was a jam.
Aww.
Came in with a keyboard and an MPC. 2003, was it the fourth? I don't know. It was an NPC, okay. You know, what them producers use and tap on. And they came in and just jammed out, and it was crazy. Like, I was looking at Isaiah, like, yo, she's gonna spit something. I felt like I should have spit something as well. It was crazy. And they gave us a chance to see what it's gonna be like down at the Jazz Cafe for the King Underground live. Live, their first ever live event.
Yes, and we're going to be giving you the information for that event later in the show. Also coming up today, we have an interview with the one and only brother Ali.
Ooh.
And we're going to be joined in the studio by Manic MC. Of course, Mice is investigating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling this investigation today, Mice.
Yeah, well,
I got an A4 list of recommendations.
Wow, yeah. I was finding people were telling me some interesting shit. So we'll get into that a bit later on.
Open mic goodness as well. And we want to shout you guys out. So hit us up on Twitter at Foodbar Radio. You can also email us hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Oh. I got exclusive news. Music for you on the way later on in the show as well from the one and only Kalashnikov.
Lash your ass, Kalashnikov.
It's sounding pretty fresh. And right after this, we're going to get into some big up action. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
And this is Hip Hop.
You man ain't ready for me. Rep for these streets. I never wanted to be no suit or dull prick, or hop on the soapbox or pulpit. I ain't no preacher, just a teacher of the facts. Without the asses, we're just feeding off the scraps. So when I'm meeting with white guys who double tick, fully suited is true fam, I juggled wing to take these boss steps. Epiphany, clarity of vision, like Optrex, it's in my DNA. Success around the corner, but the trauma only couple streets away. Remember making half a G a day, but we worked for it, brethren, that weren't no easy pay. It's a fine line between crime and vision, between a soldier and civilian. You don't even really know the science of how I overstand, carried on the shoulders of giants. I'm sixth sensing the truth, and the journey been real, so now I'm mentoring youth. On my ones and twos, bubble 24/7, a hustle constant. Ambition of a king, Nucky Thompson. Built a dream with my team, that's how the real shine. Saw my future unfold slow in real time. Rick got rare skills, survivalist expert, I'm Bear Grylls. I got a backbone vertebrae. Made a rock, I'm a non-stop worker me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. It's Rick BC, how the name circulate. I got a
backbone vertebrae. What? Made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker, mate. Yeah. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. Trick VC, how the name circulate. Started shutting fives, don't lie, I split a quarter. The boxes come later, now I'm into bricks and mortar. Two things I follow, Breder, on and Cheddar. Wanted to be the king of multiple weight, like Conor McGregor. I was on it and clever. Daily I was rapping with no backing, but it's not a cappella. Bare walls, I knew a Jackerman P. Your plan ain't shutting fail, it's back to plan B. Flow 30 for the whole road murky. Deliver these bars and show no mercy. So when the man are bucking up on Rick Branson, the game upgrade from Nokia to Samsung. It's revolution at workers who hit the bus. I'm blessed with my eye on the best that Rick Ross hits. Road politics mixed with life philosophy. Like weed and ash in a zoo, that's rolled properly. I can't be shook down, cowards who end up running. Say the shit spit by Rick, the second coming. Nobody ready or prepared. You better twinkle, toe your way up my space like Fred Astaire. I'm hard-headed and active. Hiding dark corners, eight-legged arachnid. I write bars, but I'm better distracted. Every time my dough blow, interstellar galactic. I got a backbone vertebrae. Made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker, me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. Trick VC, how the name circulate. I got a backbone vertebrae. Made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker, me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. Trick VC, how the name circulate. Got a backbone vertebrae. Made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker, me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. Trick VC, how the name circulate. I got a backbone vertebrae. Made of rock, I'm a non-stop worker, me. Stand back, watch the whole plot percolate. Trick VC, how the name circulate.
On the beat, right?
Yeah, and cuts by Evil Ed.
Jeez.
Evil Ed, formerly known as Ricochet, Unisoul, Universal Soldiers. He's back with new material for forthcoming Epilogue that's dropping on What's with that?
I had to give it a beat, man, because that's just like taking it back, boy.
When
you're saying them names, A.H. Fly,
proper.
Rick Branson, formerly known as Ricochet, as you said.
Yeah, check that out. It's dropping on Grand Vision. There's a really cute video for that as well, which also warmed my heart too.
It really did touch my heart.
It really did.
I ain't going to lie, man. You watched this video, I was clucking for some Courvoisier. After what, I was like, thank you, Rick Branson. I need some Courvoisier now. Watch this.
And the single is available now for free. Free download on Bandcamp. So go and support that, man. It's good.
So you don't have to pay for this.
It's free.
Oh, Charlie.
You know, and you know what time it is. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And we're here on Fubar taking care of you till 6 p.m. And we like to set the show off on a positive tip. First of all, shout out to Paul Clark. Geeky Rat, locked into the show. Mark Johnston as well. You can hit us up on Twitter at Fubar Radio. You can reach me on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love.
And myself at Mice Diggy.
But, you know, it's really important, I think, because there's so many good things going on in the world that we need to highlight. And that's why we like to set the show off with something that we like to call the...
Big up!
Yes, see, it is actually multiple big ups today as well.
Yeah. I thought I'd just throw this in there just in case.
And today's...
Big up!
First big up, not that one.
Not that big up, because that big up comes in later.
That comes in later, goes out to someone who I just saw this by chance on Twitter, thanks to Ty, the artist Ty. I saw him post this. And this is all about a fantastic cause that is happening in Brixton, courtesy of our first guest on the line, Solomon Smith. Can you hear me?
Yes. How you guys doing?
Yes, man. Good. How are you, bruv?
I'm blessed, man.
Wicked.
It's very nice to hear you and to meet you. This is the first time that we're getting to speak, because literally all that I've seen is this one tweet, which is all about an organisation that you're involved in called the Brixton Soup Kitchen.
Yes. So yeah, we're the Bricks and Soup Kitchen. We basically provide hot meals, hot drinks, warm clothes to the homeless, needy, and just the less fortunate in London.
Which is a wonderful thing to do, man. And I mean, so, because what I saw is there's some kind, you guys are under threat or something, where the police are trying to shut you down or something like this. So just break down for the listeners what exactly it is that potentially is going to be happening for you, because there's some kind of meeting happening this Thursday. Is that correct?
Yes. So basically, it's not the soup kitchen per se. It's actually the building that we're in. So the building is run by the Domino Club. And basically, they're having licenses issues. So the police has put out a lot of false allegations for them to lose their license. And if they lose their license, then we can't basically be in the building, because then we won't be able to pay the rent. Now, fortunately, we don't pay anything to be there, mm-hmm. but the Domino team does. So this is their way. They say it's like gentrification. This is their way of doing gentrification to get, you know, the black community out of Brixton. So basically, the police has put a report together saying about 10 different allegations where none of them are true. So we just need everyone to kind of come down to the Caribou Centre, just show support of the Domino team and the Brixton Soup Kitchen, what houses us in there, and just kind of just show support that, you know, the community needs this initiative, and that, you know, the police can't just kind of go around and start spreading lies, really.
Because the Domino Club itself has a pretty deep history, like, in Brixton, isn't it? It's quite a legendary place too.
Yeah, you know, it's now a grade 2 listed building. I think it was in the 80s, from the first riots, the first Brixton riots, there was nowhere for the black community to go to. So the council at the time said, you guys go out there, fundraise to basically look for a building. And they actually fundraised with a guy called Lord Schoolman. And they actually went over to Parliament, raised some money, and they actually bought the Domino Club. However, the Domino Club is going in disrepair. So, you know, the roof needs doing and, you know, everything's just kind of crumbling. And we're not really getting the support from the council that's needed. So, you know, and I think what the problem was that the Domino team, who basically got the building at the time, you know, they didn't really pass down to generations and things like that. So this is where the soup kitchen kind of come in. So when we come in, we've now realized that the word Brixton Domino is now liquidated. It's been liquidated for 3 years.
Who liquidated it?
Basically because they didn't really do their annual returns and things like that. So I think the people who was kind of helping them at the time when they actually got the building, a lot of them passed on, a lot of them moved back to Jamaica. So a lot of the times, a lot of the background work was left derelict.
Okay.
So then when the soup kitchen kind of come in there, we said, you know, you guys, where's your policies? Where's your procedures? You know, where's your fire safety? All these things we have to kind of put in place. But then for us, who has no government funding and no funding whatsoever, it was hard. It was a hard strain enough to run the soup kitchen, but also to run the Domino Club at the same time. So the only thing what they could do is have their events on the weekend where they sell alcohol, but that actually brings in money to the club for the club to stay sustainable. So now the council's now put in an order to stop the licensing, and we're saying to them, if you guys stop the licensing, where is the Domino, firstly, where's the Domino Club going to go to, and then where's the soup kitchen going to go? We're both going to be left homeless.
Because I understand that, you know, shouts out to everyone who votes Conservative, because I understand a lot of Tory policies are putting a squeeze on funding to organisations like yourself. And so more and more people are being pushed out onto the streets, which is why we're seeing an increase in homelessness. So it's so important that there are places like you for people to go to. How many people is it that you would you estimate that you are like serving on a weekly basis? Like, how long have you been operating there?
Firstly, let me make it very clear, we don't have no funding. We strictly work off donations and the donation of the lovely public. Weekly, we would see an average up to 300 to 400 homeless people all around London.
Wow.
Incredible.
And that is us literally, that's people coming into the centre and getting hot meals. We also work with a lot of parents with children. We also do an outreach service, so we go to all the homeless spots in London. We also do a home visit where we kind of give food parcels and food packs and things like that. So there's so many that the soup kitchen does, but without the support, it's hard for us to continue our work. Because we've been running for 5 years as a fully registered charity, but then a lot of the big charities will get the funding and the smaller charities like the soup kitchens always get overlooked.
It's messed up, man.
Crazy. So let people know, how can they get in touch? How can they find out more information? What is happening on Thursday? Like, what are all the links that they need to know about?
Firstly, for the Thursday, we're going to be meeting at the Caribou Centre in Brixton. It's right opposite the police station in Brixton. We're going to be there this Thursday at 7 o'clock. So if you guys can come down, that'll be absolutely fantastic. Anyone who can come down will be a massive, massive support. And again, if you guys want to come down, if you want to volunteer, you know, if you always wanted to kind of give back to the homeless, Soup Kitchen will be the best place for you. So we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for fundraisers. You can reach us out on all social medias, Brixton Soup Kitchen. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Brick, B-R-I-X, Soup Kitchen, Facebook, Brixton Soup Kitchen. And you can also catch us on email at BrixtonSoupKitchen@gmail.com.
That's wonderful. And I mean, if you guys do drop off the map, like all of these 400 people who are coming to you every week, where are those people going to be now?
They will definitely be committing crime. They'll be, you know, maybe back on alcohol, back on drugs. You know, we say to people that the soup kitchen, us giving food is 10% of what we actually do. The main percentage of what we do is about how can we get you to not come back to the soup kitchen? How can we get you to not, how can we get you back into education? How can we get you back into training? How can we get you back into working? How can we, you know, so we've got counsellors that come down. We've got Job Centre that provides us with CV support. We work with Lush. We work with a lot of different corporates who allows people to kind of get work experience. So that's our main core. Maybe we use food as a facilitator. But our main thing is not about giving you good food for you to come back tomorrow to get good food. It don't help the cycle. Our thing is what can we do for you to not come back to the soup kitchen?
And break that cycle.
That is so wonderful. I admire so much what you're doing and everybody who is contributing to the Brixton Soup Kitchen. Please, will you keep us posted on everything that happens? And hopefully we can catch up with you next week to see how everything goes this Thursday at the Caribou Centre. We're going to be tweeting the information via Foobar as well, so then everybody can get more info there too. But thank you so much for taking time out to chat to us today, Solomon.
Thank you. More than welcome.
And I mean, that's a serious big up going out to Solomon and all of the crew there. You take care and best of luck for this Thursday, brother.
Man. Good luck, bro.
Thank you.
Rest, man.
You know, and this all kind of links in with Mice's investigation, which I'm looking forward to getting into as well, because there's always someone who is worse off than you. And that's not to belittle what anybody is going on, dealing with out there. You know, everybody's got their own struggles. But it's incredible to hear, like, some of the stories, obviously, that someone like Solomon is confronted with on a daily basis at the Brixton Soup Kitchen. So get involved. Check out the Food Bar Twitter for more info as well. Today, it was also important, I felt, that we sent out a...
Big up!
To, well, first of all, regular listener locked into the show, Ms. Register. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
We might have to end the show with that, actually, today. And there's also... Today... We'll work on those harmonies during the break. And, today is one of my favourite... men, one of the only men that I've ever had a crush on in my life's birthday.
One of the only men.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Mice investigates.
And I think there's even men have a crush on him too.
What? It's, what's his name's birthday?
Michael Gove. No. No, that Michael Gove, he reminds me of the yellow guy in Sin City. I definitely don't have a crush on him. No, Bruce Lee. It's Bruce Lee's birthday today. He died aged just 32. Isn't that incredible?
That's crazy.
He would have been 77 today. And how amazing is this? He also
he would have still been whooping people's asses as well, but he left right and said,
for real. And also, he shares a birthday with another crush of mine, Jimi Hendrix.
Ah.
Another beautiful man, 75 he would have been today.
Serious?
Yeah, he was founding member of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, of course, back in 1966. I've been listening to him all morning, and he's just so incredible. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame describe him as arguably the greatest instrumentalist in the history of rock music.
Yeah, he was a game changer. That's for sure, bro.
Like, when just seeing his his interpretation of the Star Spangled Banner, I just think is absolutely incredible. I want to write a whole article on that. I'm sure plenty of people have done it before already. A friend of my family, Rod Kustin, he saw him live at the Isle of Wight Festival in August in 1970, and he said
in 1970. Yeah. I see you're getting all northern with it all of a sudden. So go on, you have to say it in a northern accent from now on. Go on.
He says he was stunning. Amazing presence. No, that's not a good Derby accent. Sorry, let me not embarrass my family by doing a bad Derby accent.
Man, you gotta do it. You started, so you gotta finish, man. You can't just, you know what I mean, end it there. That's
You can't
half-heartedly do it. You have to just go all the way in. You gotta go ahead first.
No, because it's not sounding correct. And then he says, in those days, you weren't just at a show drinking milk. And so he said he's pretty sure he saw him live. And he says Hendrix sounded like no one else before or since. And it's crazy because Jimi Hendrix, he died 1 month later on the 18th of September in 1970 in Kensington in the UK, obviously. Jeez. And just what an incredible guy, what an influence he has had. So I thought it was only correct that we played you some Jimi Hendrix today.
Wow, you gotta get some Hendrix out of this.
I thought, let me just keep it nice and mellow for people. I don't want to rock out too hard on people. Oh, okay. But send us your shouts out. It's Food Bar Radio on the Twitter. Email us hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can also get in touch with me and Mice on Twitter as well. And keep it locked because we have got some exclusive brand new material for you from Kalashnikov, the one and only. And coming up after this, we're going to be getting into a very important investigation. So keep it locked. This is Food Bar Radio. This is the great Jimi Hendrix.
The street, you can hear her scream, you're a disgrace, and she slams the door in his drunken face, and now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad, what happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn a garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea.
eventually. A little Indian brave who, before he was 10, played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up, he wouldn't be a fearless warrior, Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger. Till tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. There was a young girl whose heart was a brown, cause she was crippled for life and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea.
So beautiful. Castles Made of Sand, Jimi Hendrix right there. This is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy, but I've got to leave because this I have a big head, even bigger head than mine, and shinier. I don't even know how to get out of here. All right, man. All right, calm down, man. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker try to take over my spot. That's right. It's the biggest forehead in town. The shiniest around.
Bigger than my stickies.
Yeah, and I stays down, mother lovers. You know what I'm saying? Big and brown all over. That's right. I go by the name of My Sack. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack. Haze, man, that's right. And you know what I'm saying, we here at the Food Bar Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need. You know what I'm saying, we got the tri-clones that make you feel like you're in a cyclone. You know what I'm talking about. Come on with it, keeps it frosty, cause I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was gonna say love a bitch, you know what I'm saying, but I'll still love a bitch. You know what I'm saying. Hey, this week's investigation comes courtesy of, first of all, Sarah, because I didn't get to see you, I wanted to say happy Black Friday, you know what I mean? Missy, happy Black Friday. I didn't get to see you on Black Friday. I didn't really know what to do exactly. I didn't know what to do with myself.
I hate that shit.
I was just celebrating because I already came off the high that was Black History Month. You know what I mean? So I'm there all drunk off Black History, and then next minute, bam, it's like, oh shit, Black Friday. What do I do? Shit, what do I do today, bro? What do I do? Did you see any of the videos that were out and about Black Friday incidents?
No, I didn't. I intentionally just try and block that out because I just don't see anything worthwhile coming out of
Black Friday. Apparently there was some fake gunshots went off in Oxford Street.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? For Black Friday. You know, you got to pop off some fake guns. That's what they do in the rap videos, is fake guns in the rap. So why not pop off some fake? Make everyone else haywire. I didn't even bother reading up on exactly what had happened once I found out it was all bullshit. But apparently it was a good day, Black Friday.
Well, how good is a day that's just promoting, like, capitalism and pointless materialism? I just don't even. And also, Black Friday, it's just some American nonsense that they're trying to push over here, so then we spend money in shops that we don't need to be spending on stuff we don't need. So it's like,
this is the question.
That foolishness.
Because everybody says that. They're like, it's just something they came up with. And we're like, rah, for real, who came up? Like Valentine's Day. How did Valentine's Day come about? Whose idea was it?
Oh, that.
To say, you know,
that was
well,
like
yeah.
a French, the that's like to one of some, French king or something like that.
Yeah,
I think
some old
like
school.
Hundreds of years ago, where it was like to marry Antoinette.
Sir Valentine.
Am I completely making
like
that up? This sounds convincing, anyway.
But you know, I heard it was like International Timberland Boots Day.
When?
About 3 weeks ago and all that. I don't even know if it was true, but I do know that the guy that told me that he has a bunch of Timberlands that he's trying to get rid of. Do you know what I mean? He had a truckload. I'm not even lying. He had a truckload of Tims. No one knows whether they're real or not. All we know is that he's really trying to get rid of these ones. He's got rainbow colours. Yeah. All kind of stupid colour Tims.
You know who was talking to me about Tims? Called you rap.
Oh, is he?
Yes, I'm sure he's down with the international Tim's Day. I think he's got a pretty heavy collection.
Yeah, I mean, they have me wondering, like, right, if I could come up with my own day, what kind of day would it be? And then I thought, actually, do you know what? The best place to ask this, the best place to try and investigate this shit is right here on FUBAR Radio with Sarah Love, the hip-hop show.
Word.
And that's why this week, Mice Investigates, if you could invent an international day like Black Friday... What would it be?
Black Fly
and
Day.
Why, yeah, Black Fly Day. Well, I was thinking Black Fly Day could be like, you know.
That's you know, like super fly.
That's the one
Shout
time.
Shout out to my dad who is super
fly. The one time you allow flies in the house and you let them do what they want to do, basically.
Oh, I thought you were meaning more on a mice at Kay's kind of fly.
Yeah, true. That would be, you know what I'm saying, like Haze Day, you know what I'm saying? Where you just, look, Ma, just calm down, smoke some of this, you know what I'm saying? Tell the police. Everyone can blaze. A National Haze Day.
We have 420 now, don't we?
Yeah, but 420 is like heads. People that know about it know 420. Okay. If you said National Haze Day is like, Mum, you know what I mean? Doctors, everybody.
You've got no choice in it. You've got like, to get high today.
Everyone just has to blaze. And whether you go in a whitey, whether you enjoy it or not, it's the one day everybody has to blaze. Do you know what I mean?
Whether you have a whitey
National Haze Day. Yeah. Mysac Hayes will obviously be the spokesperson. Yeah. The smokesperson.
I'm loving it.
So, yeah, I know Sarah's going to have international female DJs day.
No, I'm not. Because that's what's funny. I just want to be a dope DJ. I don't want to be a female DJ.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's like, do you want to be a black rapper or do you just want to be a fly-ass MC?
I'm kind of happy being the token rap guy, to be honest. So, yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, but I think it's great, like, have it every... DJ should be open to everybody.
No, you're right. Is there International DJ Day?
I'm not sure if there is.
There should be.
There should be.
If we got
we can make a lot of money out of that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If we got record store
I guess
day,
basically, yes. Yeah,
what are we doing with all
day.
These records? How do you use them? Oh, bam. Just funny. It's funny you said that. Here's International DJ Day.
Mm.
Oh, International Day of DJ 2018 is going to be the 9th of March.
Oh, that's my nephew's birthday. And wow. He is the reincarnation of Biggie Smalls because he was born the day Biggie Smalls died.
Oh,
yeah, so you see, it's all aligning. It's all aligning. No, but you see, I'm really feeling this investigation because there's simple things that we can all do. It's not a big issue for us to do these things that can make a massive impression on the world, like for the good.
I think International Own Your Shit Day could definitely be something we should consider because when people own their shit, they realize, like, right, that wasn't that hard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just say it like, oh, yeah. So now, you know what? Yeah, I fucked up there, bruv. Bam, bam, bam. The next day, same shit. But at least I know you might fuck up, so I don't need to ask you.
That kind of links in with one of the ideas I had. International Let It Go Day.
Woo!
Just let it go.
Let it go.
It's not that big, man. Yeah, when you're confronted with life and death, you realize that just sweating the small stuff is not that big.
Yeah.
But then there's things like, because to me, I mean, I can't even remember the last time I ate MacD's. Just the word McDonald's makes me want to be sick. The smell of McDonald's, Jesus Christ. But when you see how, like, McDonald's, they are the largest, the environmental impact they have, like, on agriculture, they're the largest producer of potatoes. They're a massive pot.
There is potatoes in them, in the fries, for real. I thought that was like...
Good point. Yeah, it's not much. It's only like 0.5%.
That might be some propaganda they put out. Yo, just telling that we're the ones fucking up with the potatoes, so that way they think that we're selling potatoes in our fries.
I wouldn't even be surprised. But imagine International No MacD's Day. Like, that could have a real good impact on the environment. Imagine International No Meat Day. I know there's people who are trying to, who have already started campaigning on that. Imagine
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
They said that now there are less animals getting slaughtered because less people are eating meat. Is that true, do you reckon?
I hope so. I mean, that would take a large number of people to become vegan or vegetarian, and that, so I don't know if they...
What's a vegetarian? Is that like me, where, yeah, every now and again, you know what I mean? No, dive in head first into some raw meat and just chew my way through like a big slab of bison. Raw.
But now imagine International No Meat Day. That could do the planet a big favour, man. Like,
that would. It'd be a lot of meat, like, wondering what the fuck to do with itself, but it would definitely aid the planet.
I had another idea. Imagine International Don't Drive Your Kids to School, Make Them Walk.
Ooh!
Day.
That's a good idea.
International Don't Drive Unless You Absolutely Have To Day. Right.
But then it'll be a lot of dumbass people on the street. There's enough of them on the roads driving around, but now you're putting them on foot to be even dumber.
I'd rather them on foot than behind a wheel.
That's true. That's true.
And then imagine International Glasses Half Full Day. This is what I'm feeling.
That's a good one.
International Be Kind Day.
Yeah, but I mean, people try and do that every day, and someone's always breaking the chain, isn't it? So if you had one day where it's like, yo, you ain't got no choice, you fucking moany ass granddad, be happy. Yeah, that could tie into International Haze Day.
Yeah,
everyone just the glasses half full.
International
yeah.
Haze Day.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, Haze Day, that's the one that would just sort everybody out. You know, whether it be, you don't even have to blaze. You could do the edibles. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just get a little. You can inject the shit nowadays. I don't know, but
sprays, all kinds. International sprays. Pick up a piece of litter day.
Ooh.
You see, something small like that, even if just one person, every person in the country, it's 66 million of us in the UK, just picked up one piece of litter on one day.
That'd be a game changer.
That would make a difference.
That would definitely, you know what, if we're going to do that, then they might as well come out with International Rubber Gloves Day, because that day, I think you'll get rid of a lot of rubber gloves. Make it just before International Pick Up Litter Day.
Yeah,
obviously, people like me and you don't really, you know what I mean? If you want to take it a little bit further, the next day after Pick Up Litter Day, do International Sanitary...
oh, my God. That is actually an actual day, International Wash Your Hands Day.
Is it?
Yeah. You know how many lives...
Well, how does that work, though?
Like, well, because so many people die every year just as a result of people not washing their hands.
Then people that wipe their bum and then pick food out of their teeth straight after. I know what type of people.
But even worse than that, I mean, they say the dirtiest part in a toilet is the flush and the door handle.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, Sarah, the amount of, I'm like, right, my man just came straight out of there. You know, like when it sounds like they're, I don't know, like you're strangling a walrus or something. It sounds like that. That's what it sounds like. They're in there for 10 minutes doing... Don't ask me what I'm doing in the toilet for 10 minutes. But they're in there for 10 minutes, squeezing all kinds of shit, and then just bam, straight out. They walk straight. You're like, right, fucking
but
hell.
But literally,
bro,
that costs lives.
My man walks out
October.
The toilet biting his nails and shit.
Yeah, then they want to go make you a sandwich.
Yeah.
Into October 15th, Global Hand-washing Day.
How come we don't get to hear about it? This is what I don't know about these days, though. And by the way, hit us up if you've got an international day you'd like to put out there. Mice Investigates, if you could invent an international day, like Black Friday, what would it be and why? Hip-hop at foobarradio.com. You could tweet us at foobarradio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy with your day.
Because that's the other thing with, like, Black Friday. Black Friday is contributing nothing positive. It's just adding to, like, production of unnecessary plastic, traffic on the road, people spending money on things they don't need to be spending money on. Look at all the fights that are breaking out on the street over a flat-screen TV.
Yeah, man is trying to get their Christmas presents early. It's like, you know, think about the rest of the year. Don't wait till Black Friday. Don't blame it on black people.
Yeah, but no. So I'm. LSD says we were making her queasy with the hand washing. No, but seriously,
Global
Hand Washing Day, man.
Yeah.
I'm big on hand washing.
I'm the same, man. Them as well. You lot. You know what I mean? I know it's not exactly like you're digging out anything, but at the same, you might just be shaking, but you still got to wash that shit just in case, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. Then when you touch the door handle,
yeah, I don't. I'll admit, I grab tissue. Bam, bam, bam. You know what I mean? That's my saviour.
I boot the door.
Even on my own toilet. I don't even sit on my own toilet bareback. That's how, you know what I mean?
I just avoid public toilets where possible. Yeah, when you have OCD like me, you come up with some incredible techniques to avoid having to just touch anything. I don't touch anything on the tube, but I'm curious to hear what people have hit you up with their recommendations.
Well, Ashley Whiteman says rainbow week because every colour needs celebrating. I can imagine like a unicorn just farting rainbow bubbles as he's saying that. Shout out to Mark Hell. He says National Don't Be a Dickhead Day, where everybody who is usually a dickhead has a day off from their dickheadness. Come on, Mark. That's hilarious,
I'm
man.
I'm feeling that. You see, this is constructive.
He says, free beat Friday. How about this? Free beat Friday, where a producer gives away a free beat. Oh, that was a shameless
plug. Is that an MC saying this?
That was a producer, actually. I think he's a producer. Okay. He says, feed the kids day. I think this is to brush up the free beat plug. He says, where the rich and anybody who can afford to actually do something and feed the children in poor countries who are starving or suffering.
Mm.
Yeah, he gets a love heart for that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Show a little thug love there. Shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He says, Purge Day. He says, rid the world of the incurable ignorant, the hate squads, purebred idiots, pop stars, dogs that bark too loudly, etc.
Oh, poor dogs that bark too loud. They got punched in there.
Yeah, some of them are a bit scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to Seano. He says, or she says, Seano Mac. He says, smile day, where everyone in the world smiles at the same time for 10 seconds or so.
Aww.
I like that, though.
I like that. Because can I just say that often I smile at people in the street. So I walked past the old man at the bus stop. I smiled at the old man. Ooh, I said hello.
Like, oh, brother, I might be in there. Dentures all fall out. Oh brother.
Yeah, but then, didn't see that. But then he was like, you just made my week.
Oh, wicked.
Just smiling at him, saying hello to him. Like, that took 0.5 of a second out of my day to do that, and it made his week. Do you know what I'm saying?
People don't realise how much it costs to smile. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Freedom, my friends. Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You got to enjoy that whilst you can. Especially as, you know, there's people out there who can't smile. They have problems with the muscular movement in their face. They can't even smile. If mm-hmm. you can do it, you better use it now, bruh.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gleam, our regular flat earther. He says International No TV Day.
Mm.
I know Sarah will be doing that. You know what I mean? I don't mind that either because Netflix, I can watch on my computer, so that's all good to me.
I think that's easy for most people, no TV these days.
Right underneath Gleam, Mark comes back with Flat Earth Day, where flat earthers have to travel to the nearest edge, take photographic evidence, and upload it to Facebook. Shout out to Tim Fish. We'll go into a tune after this. He says, International Stupid Shit Not Worth Celebrating Day, where we lump in all the pointless international and national celebrations of dumb things, jumpers, left-handed people, guinea pigs, etc., into one day, and then it's done with. Shout out to Tim Fish, man.
That was kind of brutal. But hit us up. What are your recommendations for new international days that we should start? Hit us up on Twitter at Foobar Radio. You can email us as well. hiphop@foobarradio.com is mm-hmm. the address. And coming up, we are still going to be joined by a Manic MC. We also have an interview with Brother Ali mm-hmm. and the open mic. But first, I think we need to hit the people with this brand new exclusive material from the one and only Klashnikov.
He's told me
he has a new album that's going to be dropping in next year, but he said, you know, FUBAR had to be the place to play this first.
Hey,
this is Hip Hop. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, smothered in
Watch
your ears.
When you earn as much as I earn, then you can tell me what you want. Until then, just keep your pussyclaat mouth closed.
Yeah. No pain, no gains, pocket full of Bobby and a wallet full of nose canes. So you can chase the dragon or you can ride the ghost train. So demonic, but the prophet keeps me so sane. Trying to roll safe, like cruising in a slow lane. Car roads rage, dudes are tucked away. You got a few stuck in the old ways. I grew a couple grades, a couple brothers need road gain. Yeah, grew stress, now we grow strains. But the irony's so strange, the way that we act is like we're back in the stone age. Chromed out Stratty, got a bally, so there's no case. No wait, things are getting massive. Man attacking man with acid, man is using got no brain, no shame. What happened to the old ways? What happened if that was your old dame? Old mate, you be clapping up the whole lane, acting like the old saying. Who's sad and moving like a loose cannon, but is using got no aim.
So what happened to your job, man? How come you're still there, yeah, this time of the day?
Nothing happened to my job. My job's cool.
cool? No, sir. It's two men inside, yeah. And one at work and one at work. Yeah. You hear me?
Insight, foresight, give thanks for more life. But they're trying to take yours, big strap or knife. Big banks, moving like organized crip gangs. Cowboys and Indians, you can get your wigwam. Supply conspiracies and theories of big bangs. Will get your double digits while you're sitting in a pig can. Riding a bird on the wing, feeling like a waste man king. But nothing like a bin man, but I still dust man. Cause all we got is us fam. Train without a coach, I ain't waiting for you to bust man. Try touch man, I'll bust back before the dust land. All you see is dust and
I'm not sure anymore, more who is knocking at my door, door. All the faces that I knew, German is so sunny and blue. But I man can't see this in the sky, sky. And I'm sorry already, die, die. Missing me, oh my, my. Missing me, oh my. Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Juice Crew.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Craig G from the Juice Crew. You know what it is.
Cool G Rap from the Juice Crew, baby, all day, every day.
The BIGDADDYKANE, Juice Crew.
Roxanne Shante, Please Believe It from the Juice Crew, baby.
MC Shan from the Juice Crew.
And you're listening to FUBAR
Radio.
Radio.
The hip-hop show. Hip-hop show with my homegirl, Sarah Love.
Mice
and my boy, Mice Digger. You heard?
That's a wicked joke, man. Wow, that was banging. So brand new from Kalashnikov. Jeez. The track is called No Pain, No Gains. You know you heard it here first. That's produced by the one and only Funky DL.
That's crazy, man. That's what we like to hear, though, man. This Kalash was like, what the, them sort of beats is like, oh.
Yeah.
Fire!
You know what I'm saying. So you know we're going to be keeping you posted with all that newness from Kalashnikov. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. Digmund Freud. On this beautiful Monday, we're right here on the hip-hop show, Bitches and Bitchettes. And up next, we got this interview with Brother Ali. I got to catch up with him at the Dome last week before his gig. He's out here promoting this Rhyme Sayers release. The album is called All the Beauty in This Whole Life.
Mm.
Right? I bet you're wondering, what does that mean, innit? That was going on in your head right there. What does that mean, all the beauty in this whole life? Well, I caught up with him last week, and I asked him, what does this new album mean to you? What are you trying to get across? And this is what he said.
Man, it's the idea that beauty is the splendor of truth, and that beauty communicates truth in a way that goes around the brain, around the mind, around the philosophies that we have or the languages that we use. And beauty is able to communicate truth directly from one heart to another heart. And so it really is the intention of doing that and of re-engaging the hearts and allowing the hearts to wake up. And I think that that's one of the main purposes and functions for music and for culture. You know, this is something that we had natively as human beings. And then in the modern world, everything that we do naturally and everything our hearts desire, they turn it into a buyable, sellable product and commodity. But I think it's important for us to resist that and to really always realign our understanding and our priorities with who we really are and what it means to be us. And that's really what music and culture do when they're at their best. So that's the intention.
And what would you say then is the difference between what you're doing and what people do in terms of, like you're saying, sell it as a Bible?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, we all are forced to sell what we do. Like, we're forced to compete with each other. We don't really have a choice about that. We're forced to sell what we have. We don't have a choice about that. But what we do have the freedom to do, especially me as an independent artist, is I have the freedom to do things on my own schedule with my own priorities and do things in a way that resonate the most with me. It doesn't mean that it will always sell the most. It doesn't mean that it'll always, you know, get me the largest audience. When we do something that's of special quality, it's not necessarily going to appeal to everybody. We're all part of the machine in some kind of way, but we all also determine for ourselves how much of this am I willing to really align with what's going on in my heart and what I know and believe to be true, and what am I willing to sacrifice for that? And so, you know, part of the good thing for me is that I have this really unique look that, like, you know, now I'm a 40-year-old man, so being an albino with a gray beard is not that crazy. But I've looked like this since I was 8 years old. Wow, yeah. You know what I mean? So when I came out...
Or even, like, you were born like this.
Yeah. But I mean, when I was a little kid and decided I wanted to be an MC, like, I've always looked different. So I never saw it as a possibility for me to be in the mainstream. I always thought... As a person, the way I live my life, and then transferred into music, that I need to chart my own course and I need to be myself. Mm-hmm. Because if I try to be acceptable to other people, that'll never work for me. Mm-hmm. And I was actually taught that because of my physical appearance by, you know, Black Americans and the Black is Beautiful movement. That's what really spoke to me when I was a kid. They basically said, we have two choices. We can dye our hair and bleach our skin and go through all of these things to try to appear and appeal to white standards of beauty more, mm-hmm. or we could just, you know, cut it off like you have, or grow the natural, the afro, mm-hmm. and the locks, and be who we are and say that we're going to determine for ourselves what beauty is, and it's what we naturally are. That spoke to me when I was 7 and 8 mm-hmm. years old. And I said, okay, I'm gonna be myself. You know, there's a song on my album where my mom, who's a, you know, a beautiful white lady, never had this particular challenge of being physically unacceptable to the mainstream. She said, well, we'll just dye your hair blonde, and then you'll look like a regular white boy, and you'll be okay. Wow. And I didn't, but that made me, that depressed me even worse. Because now I'm altering my appearance to look more like the people that are demoralizing me, and basically what it's telling me subconsciously is that they're right. What they're saying about you, the way that they, you know, demean you and degrade you, they're actually right. Like I said, I had a woman who explains hair to me, and she knew that I love music. She used music to do it. She worked at the lunch area in my school.
Okay,
and so she said, look at Elvis Presley's hair. Elvis has that pompadour. The white kids in school, does their hair look like his hair? I was like, no, nobody's hair looks like that naturally.
So she's telling you where he goes.
Well, she's saying, yeah, but she said he's trying to look like Muddy Waters. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Muddy Waters' hair, and he's got that processed hair. She said, does the black kids in school, do their hair look like that? Mm-hmm. No. He's changing his hair to be more acceptable in you know, in a white supremacist environment. So he said, and then she said, look at James Brown's hair. That's how our hair, when he had the natural. And she said, look at that hair. That's natural hair, and that's how you get free. It's not that I was like, you know, Eminem stories that he lived in Detroit and was surrounded by black. I wasn't, but I gravitated towards black wisdom tradition and the black freedom struggle and the black liberation movement and black spirituality and black religion because of the fact that that I saw humanity in that. And
do you think it was something you could relate to more because you'd already been kind of oppressed in a way? You'd already been pointed at, you know, the finger had been pointed at you, like, oh, you're different, you're not one of us, sort of thing.
Maybe a little bit more overtly and outwardly because of the fact that I look different. So I walk in a room, I automatically look different. Yeah. So I have that. But everybody knows that in the modern world, everybody loves African culture.
Like, you think they, so?
I know so. Mm. There's no music that's not African. I mean, even rock music, even popular music, even country music. There's no popular music in that drives culture that's not African.
But why do you think it is that people are kind of not to say scared to say it, but they hold back from kind of admitting that?
I would say that what I've been taught is that what made the shift between the pre-modern world and the modern world is the belief that we're better than our ancestors. That we're smarter than we're the first people. So the whole human history, all over the world, everybody knew that my parents are better than me, and my grandparents are even better than them, and our ancestors, like, they don't make them like that anymore. We're the first people that think that because we know how to use the phone, you know, that or and the computer, that we're better, that we're smarter than our parents, and we even think we're more virtuous than them. That's what makes the modern world, you know. Africans are the original ancestor of everybody, and everybody knows that. They might not know it in their mind, but their heart knows it. We're destroying the planet because we think we're better than our ancestors.
So I grew up, I was baptized, you know, I did the Holy Communion, so Roman Catholic Christian. But as I got older, obviously you start asking questions. You start, you know, you ask the nun a question. She goes, oh, you're not supposed to ask that, or whatever. But then I went into a school that was, you know, my high school, I guess you guys call it, where there were all these different religions there. So you had Catholic, Christian, you had Hindu, Jews, Muslims. You know, I opened my eyes like, whoa.
Yeah.
But what was it then that... So for me, I was more like open in terms of, okay, I know there's a God, but I don't know which one of these is the right one. But what drew you to Islam? What made you feel like... This is the way forward.
Well, first of all, it was like heroes of mine. So I've, like, you know, Malcolm X is probably my greatest hero, oh, wow, as is Muhammad Ali, and others as well, and all of the great MCs were talking about Islam. Like they were all influenced by Islam.
Oh, Rakim.
Rakim and Big Daddy Kane and Ice Cube and Poor Righteous Teachers and Brand Nubian and, you know, Chuck D, all of them. Yeah. There's not one great one that wasn't influenced by Islam. And KRS-One would say, I'm not a Muslim, but I do support them. My father in heaven taught me and taught them. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff.
And KRS is your favorite rapper, right?
Yeah, he's my favorite.
You didn't go his route. Was it the Church of Hip Hop?
No.
Nah.
No, I mean, and that's the thing about when we become adults, you know, there's a graduation. So I had a graduation with KRS in particular, where I realized that he's the door to everything that I know and believe. He's the one that encouraged me to read the autobiography of Malcolm X, which led me to Islam. Mm. But KRS is not a Muslim. I made the choice to be a Muslim. He's not. And then he started a church. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, KRS in particular will argue different sides of an opinion or of a debate, because he can debate both sides. And a lot of times he's just trying to provoke thought.
As a teacher.
Yeah. But, you know, the graduation comes when you say, like, I'm going to have a different opinion, or I'm going to take a divergent path from my teacher, always with complete respect. One of the things that as I started to learn Islam, I realized that the Quran is really insistent that every single group of people throughout time had a prophet, and that all of those wisdom teachers and sages and prophets came from the same, there's one God. So when the Muslims say there's no God except Allah, it's a misinterpretation to mean all your gods are fake and Allah is the only real one. Really what it means is all of us are seeking and trying to be close with the same divine reality.
What would you say to Muslims that would say, you know, okay, if you're a devout Muslim, then you shouldn't be doing music. This is like forbidden. This is haram.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Islam has been a reality in the world for 1,400 years. Mm-hmm. 1,200 of those years, we had the classical Islamic tradition, which was... It was understood that, you know, figuring out the rulings for things is a human endeavor, and it's that way on purpose. It's a new thing to believe that there are rules that can be only understood one way.
Okay.
The very basic core of the tenets of the religion can only be understood one way. There's not three gods. There's one God. You know what I mean? There are certain things that, like, are not open for debate. Exploration.
You can't bend the rules.
Right. But then, you know, the traditionalist Muslims believe that Allah left a lot of the rules to be a human endeavor to try to derive the rulings for things, because of the fact that, like, we have to really engage this thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not meant to, it's meant to fit all people in all circumstances and to be a healing for all people. Well, there's not going to be one set of rules that heals everybody. And so there were different scholars and different imams that had different methodologies for figuring out what the rules are going to be. Both of them, for the whole history of Islam, they believed each other's opinion to be valid. But they said, this is my opinion that I believe is the best one.
Okay.
So for music, it's the same. There are people that, all of them said music should, you should be very careful because it's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
There are some people that'll say all music should be left alone because music can do horrible things. And we know it's true. Music can do horrible things to people. Why would the people in power infiltrate black music and try to push all the conscious voices out if it's not powerful to do horrible things? That's why they do that. You know what I mean? Because they know we can do horrible things with black music. You know, but then also the reason that they want to get those conscious voices out are because you can do wonderful things with it too if you're careful with it and you're trained on how to use it properly.
So is this something that you've understood that this could p- people could come back at you like, yo, you're not meant to be doing this.
And yeah, and yeah. That's fine. That's their opinion. What happened about 150 years ago in the Muslim world is that there was a group in Saudi Arabia. They were in a small little region of Saudi Arabia. And there was a teacher that said, all of these different opinions are all just made up. There's one Islam, and it's mine. And then the governor in that area, they made an alliance. And they said, I will make your version of Islam the state religion. And he said, okay, well, in turn, I'll sanctify what you do as a political force. And they were backed by the English and the Americans. Mm. And they overthrew the Ottoman Empire. And they took over the Hejaz region, which is where Mecca and Medina are. They spend literally billions of dollars promoting that. You know, Muslims don't know their religion anymore. They only know that one version.
Wow.
You know,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I want you to talk about so the album, All the Beauty in This Whole Life. There's a track called Never Learn, and you got the girls there dancing in the hijab. Was that a statement to say to these sort of people, like, look, we can do it, and if you do it like this, this is respectful? Or is you've had it in previous videos as similar, right?
Well, those are like my nieces.
Oh,
like, hey. Yeah, those girls, they're twins. Right now, I think they're 18 or 19. They're 19 years old. I love them, and I think that what they do is really powerful and elegant and beautiful. It's also very modest, you know what I mean?
Mm. I thought it was beautiful to have that.
Yeah.
It just showed, like, look, you can do this.
And that comes from their character. Mm. That comes from who they are as people. They're leaders. They're some of the most virtuous human beings I've ever known, some of the most truthful, pure human beings I've ever known. Like, they're my nieces, but they're also my teachers. So they're in the video because they embody what I'm trying to. And you see there's parts in the video where I'm in the background.
Yeah. See,
you know what I mean? Or where I'm even off camera, because it's important for me that they're in the foreground, because what I'm trying to communicate and convey, they do it masterfully. Mm. And so I wanted to really show, like, my admiration.
So speaking on, obviously, being albino, you say that this, it hinders your vision, right? So is that, that's been from since birth?
Yeah.
And so in terms of your writing side, I want to get into, like, obviously your style. But so do you write, or you just, everything is in your head? How does it work for you?
I used to write everything in my head, but I only would write like one song a month. You know what I mean?
Because you got to memorize.
Because it would take me so long you know. And then when I started working with my producer, Ant, he said, you're never going to complete an album like that. Mm-hmm. So I started writing on paper. And then I switched
to... How was that then?
It's difficult.
You got to wear special glasses for it?
Yeah, but they still don't really help.
No.
So I would just write really big on paper with like a Sharpie. And so a verse would be 3 pages. Mm. But then I would still memorize it before I went to the studio. And then I started writing on the computer, and I like that.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. Okay. But I've been doing, on my Instagram page, I've been doing these 1-minute freestyles where I make a beat. I do the whole thing in 1 hour most of the time.
Yeah.
I make the beat, and then I think about what should the cadence be.
Yeah.
And then I just start recording, and I record like 4 bars at a time.
Right.
And I record 4 bars, think for a little while, record some more, record some more, record some more. And when I get to a minute, I call it done, and I put it on Instagram. I call it Brother Minister. Because in the Nation of Islam, you're a brother minister.
You know, your style is very interesting. You, in say, like, in the reggae world or the bashment world, they'll call you a sing jay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you sing, you melodically rap. How did you develop that? Where did that, you know, how did you know that was going to work for you?
I think a lot of it came from just from, like, the music that I love, being the blues and gospel and soul. Like, those are that's the music that I love the most. But then also, those are the voices that spoke to me the most, that also reminded me of preachers.
Yeah,
so
you,
like,
definitely got that. But even beyond just, you know, like, people would say Chuck D sounded like a preacher you know, but yours is beyond that. And so,
I think Pharoah Monch was a big influence on me.
Wow.
I don't do it as well as he does. I mean, he's probably the best that's ever done that style, you know. But he's a major influence on me. And actually, on my new album, All the Beauty in This Whole Life, I tried to not do that. I tried to not affect my voice at all.
Mm.
So I'm just saying the words, except for maybe,
I think you've naturally got it then, because on, what's the title?
Well, Never Learn.
Yeah, on Never Learn is definitely there. And the The other video you got.
Yeah, What Hearts Are For.
What Hearts Are For, sorry.
Yeah, no, there's some of that. But I think overall on that album, I tried to not affect my voice at all. Because on my last album, Morning in America, I think I did it too much.
All right.
Like, when I hear that album, I'm like, man, yeah, like, I went too far with it. I personally think that. But I think that with art, you always, whatever the new thing you're on, you love that and you're mad at the last thing you did. But then once you do something new, then you'll be mad at this thing and you'll be okay with again.
But it's like that, isn't it? You're developing, you're growing as well. So you might hear something from 2-3 years ago and you're like, I would have said it like this now.
Right. But then once you do something else and now that's 7 years ago, it's like, oh, I was killing it. I was dope. Yeah.
So you've had, you said 4 or 5 years off now? You haven't made an album for that long?
Yeah, 5 years.
What was the reason for that?
I really wanted to spend a lot of time focusing on my spirituality. And like, I just realized that, especially doing the political thing, wasn't making me a better person. It was making me worse. It was making me judgmental. It was making me self-right. It wasn't making me, but I was becoming judgmental, self-righteous. I was becoming bitter because I felt like what I was doing was important. And so the ego just snatches that. And rather than thinking what I was talking about was important, I started thinking I was important.
Wow.
And I started
thinking
it's very dangerous. Yeah. And people in that political world that like woke, righteous, that's really a problem.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. There's some people that, you know, they do it. And I'm like, you can tell there's a lot more ego involved because of the fact that, okay, maybe you know a bit more than little old me or little old him, but at the same time, we were you 5 years ago, you know, before you knew all this stuff.
So yeah.
Maybe speak to us like you would have liked to have been spoken to then. But a lot of people, like you're saying, kind of lose that and the ego gets involved.
And I definitely did.
I mean, you went through some crazy stuff in Iran, right? This whole, you were the first rapper to ever perform live on TV?
Yeah, but the people that brought me there sort of like tricked me into that. I didn't intend to do that.
Mm.
They asked me to come speak at a conference, and then they asked me to do and I know that it's illegal, hip-hop is illegal in Iran. And then they asked me to do my song Uncle Sam Goddamn with the music. And so I did it. And then they put it on telly, like, immediately.
You didn't know they were filming?
I knew they were filming, but I thought it was just, like, the footage of the conference. I didn't know it was for television. And so I think the people that brought me there, and again, maybe I'm wrong and I don't want to accuse anybody of something, but the fact that they convinced me to do that song and then immediately put it on telly makes me think that they intended to they were trying to show the Iranian government that, like, look, there's good hip-hop music that you could like.
So
they were trying to liberate the hip-hop community, but they didn't tell me that that's what I was signing up for.
Because it makes it look like you went over to Iran to say, fuck you, America.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're backing it.
The hip-hop community in Iran is like, who are you?
And they're sending you death threats.
Yeah, and when they're like, why are you rapping on TV? And I'm going, and I'm at risk of going to jail for it. Who are you? Because I didn't check in with them. And if I knew I was going to be on TV, I would have went to them. I would have sat with them. I would have asked their permission, honestly. I would have said, like, you know, do you feel like I'm serving you by doing this? If that's what they would have asked me to do. And I might not have done it at all. You know, I basically have like 3 or 4 songs that no matter where I perform, I have to do those songs. Mm-hmm. One of them is called Forrest Whitaker, and it's about loving myself even though I look different.
Mm-hmm.
That song resonates with people. One is called Baby Girl, which is a song about loving a woman who's a survivor of sexual violence and just like watching what they go through and the strength that they have. People love that song, you know, and there are some other ones too, but Uncle Sam Goddamn is another one. Like, you live in a country and you struggle with the fact that your country does evil things.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is something I wanted to ask you, but I think definitely if anyone wants to find out how you feel about that, because obviously living in the country that you're living in, but being the person you are spiritually.
And it doesn't mean you hate your country. Mm-hmm. And you certainly don't hate your countrymen, your the other people. You don't hate the people, and you don't even hate the country. But if you really love your country and you really love your people, then you hate to see evil done in the name of those people and in the name of that country.
I don't know where to turn. I hit my head, I guess I'll never learn. Tell me I should let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm. I don't know where to turn. I hear Let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm.
My goodness, good morning. You're still an apprentice. Every generation of MC with me, so I'm ill by consensus. You see what I speak, you touch it and feel it, all six of your senses. My mission is endless, I've been in this tent and I'm still as relentless. Now build you a fence if you're feeling defensive. My power comes from the most high Lord, God of the globe, sky. Soul vibration is so fly, I can walk on water, no lie. Champion author, small fry, rock of Gibraltar, north side. Serving this culture, mind I confide that I'm here to assault ya. I got some money in the bank that I did not have when I started. Got a little money up in my hand, I do not have money in my heart. I'm standing on champion greatness. I cannot claim it, cause that's the creator. I stand up and state it. That's not bragging, it's praying. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know where to turn. I hit my head, I guess I'll never learn. They tell me I should let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm. I don't know where to turn. I hit my head, I guess I'll never learn. Tell me I should let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm.
Yeah, have it. Yeah, why do? I was standing on stage when my hero died. Feel the heartbeat of my people's cry. Nation 1933, bow ties. Light of the dean gleaming in your eyes. Even when the tears flow down both sides, you know why I sacrificed your whole life. You can go ahead, let your soul fly, cause the whole tribe bloodline flow through mine. Listen, we love to fight, cause we fight but love the poor righteous sons where the diamonds from. Libraries are transcribing us, and our ancestors are more alive than us. Put down everything you're trying to clutch, your undying lust to see the climate just. Baby, we ride till our time is up. That's just the divine in us.
I don't know where to turn. I hit my head, I guess I'll never learn. They tell me I should let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm. I don't know where to turn. I hit my head, I guess I'll never learn. Tell me I should let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm.
That's right. That was Brother Ali right there. A track called Never Learn, taken off the LP. Amazing LP, by the way, I got to say. All the beauty in this whole life. And that was the interview that I did with him last week down there at the Dome. I got to say, man, that's one of the nicest rappers I've ever met.
Aww.
Really chilled. You know, you can tell he's content. He's a happy person, and you feel that vibration. You know, when you meet people and you could tell, like, right, this guy's, he's comfortable in his own skin. And I found it really interesting, his story, because it felt like a lot of people that heard Brother Ali back in the day, they were like, right, they couldn't work out. Is he like a black guy, but he's albino? Or, you know, what, like, did he hang around with loads of black people or whatever it was? Mm-hmm. But then, so, you know, there's definitely people I've spoken to about him that had their opinion of who they thought he was or what they thought he was about. But the more you listen to his music and stuff, you see that he's just got a lot of love in his heart, and he's fell in love with hip hop first of all. Then he fell in through that. He found out about, you know, Malcolm X, and he found out about spirituality, and he felt like Islam was his calling, so he became a Muslim. But I felt like, man, this guy's he's seen it from a different angle than any of us would see. You know, like, he's been looked at in a certain way because of how he looks, and then treated a certain way, and that made him understand a bit more about other people's struggles, and you hear that in his music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so a lot of his music is about love and life, but at the same time, him being an activist, he's got to speak out about what he thinks is the truth. And so, yeah, it's a really interesting chat with him, man. Mm-hmm. Definitely look out for that LP. Out on Rhymesayers, you know what I mean? That's a big label right there. Rhymesayers Entertainment, all the beauty in this whole life.
Yeah, so if you missed any of that interview that Mice Diggy did with Brother Ali, you can listen back on the website, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Still to come, we're going to be joined by Manic MC live in the studio with us right up next, and we've got the open mic on the way as well.
It's myself,
Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Cake. Cake.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose. I'm joined by Johnny and Scotty of The Manor. Oh,
and
Danny's here.
As well.
If there was one person, and obviously you can't say the people that are already featured, but who would you love to do a track with? Not realistic.
Like, let me make up for what I was saying earlier. Not Gallagher.
Elvis.
Not Gallagher.
Elvis.
Yeah, okay, alive.
Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Say Quantum Leap. Like.
Well, I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, so you never know, do you?
Ooh. I mean, no, we do know.
No.
yeah, he died on the loo. We've seen it.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Train will not stop at the next station. Alright. Yeah. Let me open headphones, please. 1, 2. Yeah. Little bit more. Yeah. Look. They've been waiting on I for the longest time, so the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind. Listen, another kid who found hip-hop and fell in love with it. Live the consequences of monogamous or the opposite. Off a secret operative clerk up in Metropolis, trying to make sense of my failures amongst all my accomplishments. I'll be honest, only wanted some acknowledgement amongst the brothers, just want to make it big without the nourishment. Up until the last days of the apocalypse, if opportunity knocks, think you find I'm an occupant. Behind bars, leaving my accomplices, trying to make a profit, bringing ink like an octopus. You know the bloggers don't recognize the reconnaissance. I guess they're less encouraged because knowledge is the prerogative. So, should I follow the economics and politics? Trying to step beyond the upbringing they called impoverished. Yeah, the underdog until predominant. Tunnel vision under opposition is anonymous. And trying to overcome the obstacles in front of us. I can't have confidence. Try to take a knock on my confidence. I need to prove it to myself, the hypothesis. So they can see I'm far gone, no binoculars. Yeah, I'm among the ghetto philosophers. On a platform, we're together, we're more than conquerors. That's why I give you my logic. I'm never gonna adopt the repercussions. Stopping this train of thought, brother. My train of thought, fam. Yeah, I'm waiting on I for the longest time. So the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind. Train of thought, brother. My train of thought, fam. Yeah, I'm waiting on I for the longest time. So the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind. Cause I've been thinking lately, when everything's all said and done, look how far I've come, but there's still a long way to go. Irrespective of your perspective, you was never a threat to even me or my collective. Nah, the blessed kid from a little town in Deptford, but it's expected to move bricks like this was Tetris. Yeah, man, I don't think they get the message. Disconnect from what the definition of success is. The pedestrian flow that went progressive by converting my train of thought into kinetics. More or less, it's part of my genetic code. I pray the ever presence to illuminate my stepping stones. People question me, how can recognition grow unless I'm playing devil's advocate for record sales? But can I get devil when my predecessors failed? Move you on every track, brother, network, rail fam. You only give the effort when it's necessary. necessary. Me, I think second like it's legendary, evidently. That's why I scribble on pages till my pen is empty. Trying to evade a quarter century in a penitentiary. Holding elegant beats can give me peace, but the people want to squeeze and release over the peas. The scene's got me tired of the irrelevant speech. That means I've lost too much sleep chasing my dreams. But fuck it, I'm ill, that's the diagnosis. You know, it's how I keep it moving like a locomotive. Train of thought, brother. My train of thought, bam. Yeah, they've been waiting on life for the longest time. So the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind. Train of thought, brother. My train of thought, bam. Yeah, they've been waiting on life for the longest time. So the least that I can try is to tell them what's on my mind, brother. Cause I've been thinking lately, when everything's all said and done, look how far I've come. But there's still a long way to go. It's 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 still a long way to go. To go. It's still a long way to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your People's Foul March. You know what it is. Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on Fubar Radio 1.
Yeah.
That's We've been
right.
waiting on him for the longest time. Train of Thought is the name of that track, taken from the EPs produced by Kefta, Self Taught Beats, and Axe.
Yeah, man, we gotta get Axe on the show, man. We've been playing this tune really, you know what I mean? We wanna hear some live bars from this dude, man.
I'm loving that tune.
Yes, man. There's definitely a lot of talent out of the UK that people who might not never have known about definitely know for sure. And speaking of which, we got some more raw talent out of the UK.
Big up, big up.
What's going on, Manic MC?
Yeah, very well, man. Thank you for having me.
Yes,
thank
you very much, you back, man.
Nice to see you.
We got you here. We see you got something cooking up.
That's yeah, just first debut EP actually come out in September now, man. Yeah,
oh, it came out in September.
Yeah, it's just been bubbling, man. It's Midnight Express, my first EP. Wicked. It's available on all platforms and that. So yeah, it's good to get it out finally, man.
What was it like, the process of putting together? So other than this was it all features and like your little tunes you might have dropped here?
Combination,
and there?
Yeah. It's a bit. The reason why I went with the EP thing, it was kind of initially a mixtape, and then I just kind of chopped it down a little bit. But in essence, it was just I worked with loads of different artists to come with the tunes, man. I got like seven different producers on the 8 tracks, and there's like 4 or 5 features, so it was really nice to get that out of the way and work with loads of people before I kind of go into my more kind of solo stuff.
What's like the process then, like in terms of getting, because you know when you're doing a tune it's like yeah bam, yeah, do your verse, yeah, and plus it's you yourself doing it as
yeah,
well,
yeah, we self-made, we ain't got no managers, no backing, no money, you know what I mean? So it's us doing it, which is amazing, but it has its positives and negatives. To be honest, actually, I had a lot of this stuff written across the last few years. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, a lot of this is kind of older stuff. I wanted to get out there and just get it out on record. But it was actually, I didn't have many features on my brother Natty Wailu's on Blue Afternoons, which is the first single. That was just like me and my boy. We worked on that together. Amazing, amazing rapper. And that's where it kind of got the ball rolling with the features. And I've always been working with my pal from a while back, Lil Kana. He's doing amazing at the moment. Kana, yeah. So we got a joint on there together. And through Loyal is how I met Jest and Confucius. And we put a track together on there as well, which is amazing to have them on there. So
did he go to like Brit School or something?
He did, Loyal, yeah, man. He's a crazy talented rapper/actor. He got a scholarship to Brit School back in the day. Nice. So he smacked it, yeah. He's doing amazingly well at the moment, man. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that Brit School is like the secret handshake, boy. I need to get in there myself, bro.
Do you know what? I give it to the guy, man. Do you know what? Brit School aside, he's such a talented rapper, yeah, that everyone can see that, and he's very authentic to his own steez. Like, everyone's coming on what they think a rapper should be. He's very, very true to what he is. And he's looking, I mean, he brought me on tour earlier this year, man. We did the whole UK.
Ricky.
And then Jess took me on the 44th Floor tour as well, which was mad. So it's been a great
That's
year.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah, so you've had a good year then.
Very blessed, yeah.
And has it inspired you for like the road to come, you know, like
Absolutely, man. Yeah, getting in a room with these guys, man, is insane. Like, we went down to the Y&R studios and did some bits of with like Pitch and all of them guys down there and Kashmir Pitch come through too. And I'm just like, for me, I'm just in La La Land, sat in the corner like big up Parky as well every time and looked after me on the tour as well, like Buda French, like they're all very 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 good people. They've gone out of their way to give us a chance, so it's really nice.
Boy, I mean, skill recognized skilled, you know what I mean?
When people hear blessing, man.
When people hear the right talent, it's only right that, you know what I mean, we try our best to make sure people know. So how long you've been spitting for a minute or?
Yeah, I have been for a minute, but you know, it's like, I mean, I've been rapping since about 14. I used to do a lot of spoken word. I used to do all the Roundhouse Poets, the Barbican Poets, used to do slams and stuff. I was always rapping as well.
What got you into spoken word?
Do you know what, it's a funny story actually, we was, I must have been one summer, I went into DJ at first, we must have been about 13, you know, it's like, I went to DJ, and I shout out my boy Caleb, we was trying to get on this DJ course at Roundhouse, you can learn the like technical stuff, signed up for it and that, and basically got there, and someone had like mixed up our papers, and we were in this this spoken word course. And basically, no, it was incredible, man. I walked into this room, and I just, you know, when you just, I was, the people we're working with, Jacob Sam LaRose, Kate Tempest, look where she's now, Warsan Shire, who wrote the Lemonade for Beyonce, all the spoken word. And I remember just being really young, about 14, everyone was much older, and just being blown away by the skill, like the skill in the room. And shout out Caleb, he after one day was like, nah, I'm not doing no poetry. He cut it out, but I stayed for the rest of the week, and then that was it, man. I was ready writing, but it made me kind of fall in love with that side of writing poetry and then bars.
And that was when you were 14?
Yeah, man.
You don't look much older than 14.
I'm actually 23 now. It's quite depressing. I know, it sounds
depressing.
It's
about to say, baby.
It's quite depressing. Is it weird, isn't it? When the balls drop, you're just like, oh, shit.
But you know, it is. Like, maybe I say that. I know I'm still young, but you know how kind of life gets in the way a bit. And like, I felt like we were progressing really, really well at 14, 15. And yeah, it's young, but I'm 23 now. And I felt like for a good 3-4 years, because of various things in life, I didn't really attack this thing, and now I am, it feels good, man.
I mean, the thing is as well, sometimes you need that room to grow. I do think in America like they, you know, kids kind of, the balls drop a bit earlier, like some of these lot are rapping from, you know, Craig G was saying 14 he was rhyming, look at you know, Nas's first album when he was 18.
But that's
in
the accent,
UK
bro.
It doesn't really happen as soon, but I think at the same time artists, you need that a bit of development, and those guys were getting development way early, you know, like my man's around Primo and you know what I mean, Large Pro, all of these different people getting nurtured, and you're going under the right thing, you're under the right type of wings where they can show you the ropes in a good way, and you're not too confused about where you want to head to, you know, after this.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that about the Americans. I've always had a theory about that, the difference between UK and US rap, the reason why we go on faster beats, and it's a lot more syllabic rather than melodic, if you know what I mean. It's to do with our accent. In America, it's all quite booming and stretched out and quite deep, and it's quite tonal. So people rapping on a slower beat don't have to fill it with as much, whereas you come to England, it's just like la 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 la, you know, all that classic kind of UK hip hop. I mean, give or take, I'm not saying every artist.
My theory is the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't, you know what?
My theory is the weather. If you notice, in the colder climates, the music's a bit. So, New York, where it's similar to our weather, where we got, you know, winter, you know, over LA, it's always hot, so the music's a bit slower. In the hotter countries, the music's slower because it's like, bruv, I can't be jumping around. I'm only sweating my ass off to 94 BPM. How are you trying to go above 100 and all that? And then why I say that is because I noticed in other hotter countries, the hip hop that they're into is usually from the hot country. So in Australia, they were heavily more into the West Coast stuff. Cause it's like, just lay back, bro. Do you know what I mean? Just cool. Whereas, you know, we're loving all the East Coast shit because it's like we can relate to where the goose down Tim's.
That makes
and
a lot of sense too. But it's funny, I had a conversation with Big Daddy Kane about this. And then thinking, like, when you look at the tempos of stuff like Rather Kane, Set It Off, like that whole era of
that's like,
the 80s.
It's cold out here, bro. That's that cold out here weather. Let me do the running man and warm my kish keys up.
So I was saying to him, you know, but then when we see how tempos really went down a lot in the 90s kind of thing, and he was like, you know, but you got also think of drugs, like how drugs have influenced how people make music. Like people were blazing a whole lot more weed in the 90s, you know, when you see a lot of tempos go down. When you look at dance music in the UK, look at Jungle.
He doesn't smoke, does he?
But that's what I'm saying. He's from these like 5%ers dudes that's a whole different generation of like music and like lifestyle, isn't it? Kind of thing where that's where those tempos were up there. And when you look at dance music here, blatantly dance music, a lot of that is in this country is fueled from drugs.
Yeah, but they'd be dancing. They'll still be dancing like mad quick in Ibiza or like all the hot countries.
It's
they might be half naked,
though.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
but
and they're on drugs.
Yeah,
that drug thing's got, it's a big argument in hip hop at the moment. You had that Waka Flocka crap and Pete Rock.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And all this double tap, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, all the trap and music, blatantly, that has been driven by drugs.
Yeah,
for
real. Yeah, well, absolutely. Look, Chopped and Screwed. Remember Chopped and Screwed?
That was the first thing.
Yeah, now it's from the lean shit. That's like, I don't even understand. I don't like the taste of cough mixture anyway. Why the fuck am I going to be drinking that to try and get high?
But that's why I was like, when Big Daddy Kane said to me, yeah, Sarah, this is driven by drugs. Look at, and he gave all these examples. I was like, rah, I never actually even thought about like that. And you look at all of these eras of hip hop, like blatantly, it's been driven by drugs and sound.
Jungle Lock, boy. I was just having a conversation about shit the other day about all them Jungle Lock going crazy. Yeah, they're all getting on that because it's all around you all the time, so you're influenced by that, you know. So it must be a hard thing, man. What was your introduction in terms of like hip hop? You know, like obviously you've got the grime world and that, but how was someone at your age like, nah, this is what I want to do. So I like hard beats.
That's an interesting point actually, because I actually started out. I was always been a grime head as well. Mm. Like, it's for my generation, grime was huge. I grew up just down the road between Finsey Park and Dawson, so like it was massive back then. We used to clash in the playground and whatnot. But to be honest, I just was always drawn towards hip hop. When I first started listening to rap, like some of the first CDs I had was Do You Want More with the Roots.
Wow.
Reflection, Eternal Train of Thought.
How were you getting it? Was that
my mum's friend? Because my name's Malik. That's where Malik comes from. So he used to, you know, Malik B from the Roots. So he used to, and then I remember first listening to it, and he's like, we had the same name and that, and that really got me into that kind of, for want of another word, I call it kind of that raucous bubble of US hip hop. Do you know what I mean?
The
that
traditional
kind of,
sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pleased you didn't call it the backpack bubble.
No. Because I genuinely think that's the best kind of. It's the best kind of hip hop, in my opinion, until I hadn't discovered the UK stuff yet. I was too young. I was only about like 11, 12.
The best
12,
kind of
like.
Hip hop in comparison to.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. What were you hearing that you was like, I prefer this than that?
To be honest, I'd probably say what I was hearing at the time in the charts kind of thing, because I was was surrounded by music on the telly, on the radio and whatnot, and then being given these little CDs, playing it and comparing the two and going, hang on a second,
there's some food for thought here.
Yeah, this is a lot better, I like this a lot more kind of thing. I always really liked kind of jazz and funk and soul through my mum and dad, so like do you know what I mean, it all kind of coalesces with that kind of hip hop, like. But then I've always loved grime. I've got a grime tune on the record. I'd never shy away from it, but I'd also say that, like, I mean, me and my pal Natty Wise in the building, like, we both at an era where we both did grime, but it was actually harder to be UK hip hop rappers at that time in our area because everyone just did grime.
Yeah,
so we were actually one of a few people that were actually still digging records and pulling out the old MPC and cooking beats up and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Everyone was on their phones and like Fruity Loops on a computer and stuff, so it was quite nice to get that kind of education. And that's
interesting to hear your, like, you say that about still digging and whilst everyone was on their phones and that. And I was wondering, like, in terms of, so say, like, you knew the difference between grime and hip hop.
Oh, absolutely, man, yeah.
And
absolutely.
How did you know? Because
what would you just, I think now, tempo for me, man. I just always used tempo when I was younger. I wasn't that educated, if you know what I mean. I just saw the difference between the two as a kid was speed and content, and approach as well, attitude. And they were the three kind of things
so
that defined.
So in terms of content,
them, like,
how would you break that down to an alien who doesn't know anything about hip hop content or grime content?
Hip hop for me is a lot deeper. You've got the space and room musically to like investigate more of your lyrics, if you know what I mean. There's a lot more space in it, whereas with grime it becomes a lot more rhythmic and syllabic, where your words double up as a sound, essentially. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like
piece of percussion.
Essentially,
it's interesting you saying that, because then when I think of someone like Pharamont, who like played the job of him earlier, like some of his lyrics, it's like a song.
Oh, you're
listening
right
to that,
you're
you know?
Right, I would say they're just kind of loose,
or Big Daddy Kane,
loose divisions. But you're right, someone like Pharamont is one of my favourite rappers ever, and his style is so distinctive, you know what I mean. Like, it's almost unfair to like kind of bring him into the fray because he's so multifaceted as an artist. But
Eminem
again, man, I grew up and Eminem's a huge thing, man. I know after his third, fourth album went a bit commercial, people fell off, but in my opinion, them first three albums are some of the greatest lyricism
now, for me,
ever.
Yeah, his first two albums I could deal with, the third one I was like and then he kind of got. It's just the rapping thing, you
know.
Producing
I've got to admit,
I can't.
Well.
I've never actually. I'm not someone who's sit down and listen to an Eminem album. Oh, but I love Eminem. Right. I have mad respect for him. Like, I don't care. You can't touch him lyrically.
Yeah,
it is so melodic how he raps. Kind of thing. And if you want to talk about mono
Rhythmic and all of that, man. Yeah. But we want to hear some more from Manic. What we got here? So the EP is called...
It's Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. What's the idea behind that? The film or...
That actually triggered the idea, but I'm a late night guy kind of thing. I used to paint a lot. I used to do a lot of that stuff back in the day. So you got the Train stuff. Train of Thought, that album was a big thing. So it all kind of came together and I thought, Midnight Express feels right. Yeah.
Cool. And we've got this song, Blue Afternoons, that we're going to play now.
Yeah, it's the debut single, man. Featuring my Natty Wyler, my best friend. So I hope you enjoy it.
Lovely. And we're going to hear you. You're going to hold tight for the open mic as well.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. I'll stick around. It's going to be fun.
Lovely. This is Hip Hop. It's Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Right now, we're joined by Manic MC. This is Blue Afternoons.
Heavy showers eventually falling off the line into the northwest, bringing more in the way of sound from sea and wealth.
Blue afternoons and great evenings. We stay afflicted by the changes of the seasons. We stay conflicted by the changes that we're feeling. So just put your hands up high and raise them to the ceiling. Blue afternoons and great evenings. We stay afflicted by the changes of the seasons. We stay conflicted by the changes that we're feeling. So just put your hands up high and raise them to the ceiling. I'm letting the beat play, cause I'll be running a mic like it's a relay. None of mine's got times for that, he's saying, she's saying. We're busy trying to touch up minds in a deep way. We're speaking what we're seeing, life ain't sweet and I can. Cheesecake is these days, lapping MCs like this is Speedway. Man are trying to reach the country, man are from the East State, the Beast State. Creeping round the East where the heat stay, the weeds blaze. Where the children of the streets raise, the fiends stay. Where the white rules and the bee reigns, police stay. Listening to every syllable we say, the beef stains. From the curb to the shop front, whole generations either getting murked or getting locked up. And yeah, fam, it's happening, it's best to believe this. Society's a cycle and them deaths stay repeating. Lean a little closer, let me bless you with this secret. Life lived for love ain't a life lived in weakness. Blue afternoons and great evenings. We stay afflicted by the changes of the seasons. We stay conflicted by the changes that we're feeling. So just put your hands up high and raise them to the ceiling. Blue afternoons and great evenings. We stay afflicted by the changes of the seasons. We stay conflicted by the changes that we're feeling. So just put your hands up high and raise them to the ceiling.
Blue afternoons and great evenings. Yeah. What? Yeah. Blue days, double glazed glass on these new trains. The whole carriage with their heads bowed like we do pray. Fingering the bees from the necks hanging across, but steady swiping on these greens. Next station I'm off, it's pure frost. Carpets are crystal, the setting sun ceremony. It's a ritual of another day. Blessed is the radiant light. Send the sun in full circle, bringing pink to the night. Shepherd's delight. Pardon me, it's maybe more the warning. While we're glitching out, I'm falling in this virtual abyss. Send my love to the morning dew, tweeting about the bird song, singing, reminiscing about the worms that he missed, blaming the mist. But birds of a feather in this world done. Every man dealing with the food on a dish. It's how we exist. It's relevant depending on your seating, but no matter where you're sitting, there's a reason to live. You know.
High pressure in charge of the scene at the moment, bringing more in the way of cloud across England and Wales. We will see thicker cloud moving in, mist and murk and strengthening winds as well. Heavy showers eventually following on behind, particularly in western areas, and some rain into the northwest.
Yo, I'm taking a quick second to reflect upon this life of mine. I feel the heat from the fire as I ride the rhyme. The clock ticking as I bide my time. Stop fucking with this life of crime. So we 9 to 5, line off the line. I'm just trying to find perspective. Remain to see your pieces. These times are getting hectic. Late nights I can't stop till the rhyme scheme perfected. Walking this gritty city on guard like I'm fencing. Beast with the beats and the bars, I'm advanced. Stepping the levels up, I'm just trying to leave the past in the past. Cause you don't know half of the half. Mind cast in a trance as we dance on this warm summer's evening. Either you march or you better start retreating. It's got us working full time, living for the weekend. Dancing on the targets while these half-wits be sleeping. But now we're suffocating MCs with the deepness. Blue afternoons and great evenings. We stay afflicted by the changes of the seasons. We stay conflicted by the changes that we're feeling. So just put your hands up high and raise them to the ceiling. Blue afternoons and great evenings. We stay afflicted by the changes of the seasons. We stay conflicted by the changes that we're feeling. So just put your hands up high and raise them to the ceiling.
To the ceiling.
That's a cut from Manic MC Blue Afternoons featuring Natty Weiler. And we are also joined by Natty Weiler now.
What's going on, man?
Yes, hello, hello.
Yes, bro. Yes. Good to hear the voice on there, boy. Yeah, man, that's a good... Who produced that?
My boy Natty Moody, actually, yeah. Natty Moody. And Natty Moody lives in Manchester, dope young producer, man. He's coming up, yeah.
Wicked, man.
Yeah. Very cool. What NPC are all the magic. Links to share with people if they want to, like, hear more music?
Right, well, Midnight Express is on all major platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, all that kind of jazz, all your streaming platforms. We've got the Blue Afternoons is the first single, and the video's out now on YouTube under Manic MC.
Yeah, wicked.
And on socials, it's at Manic MC, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and a lot, man.
And it's about that time when we're going to get into the open mic.
Yes, man. Yes, so Manic's involved.
Yeah, okay, I'm involved.
Natty Weiler, you involved? You involved in the open mic?
You know.
And over here, we got my man Namesakes.
What's crackalacking?
Right, you're back again, yeah?
I'm back again for round two, man.
More trouble.
I'm back again. More trouble. Right. Double the trouble, man.
That's
hopefully,
good to hear,
hopefully
man.
I can get these headphones to work, man.
Yeah. Last time you had a little trouble with the headphones, innit?
I'll blame Hype Man Sage for that. I reckon he knocked it out. I reckon he knocked it out the port.
Sabotage.
What you been up to, man?
To be fair, mate, life's been pretty good, man. You know, I've been up to, I've been just living it large. You know how I do.
You can say whatever it was it is on here, because this is Food Bar Radio. We don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
No censorship necessary.
Mate, life's been good to me, mate. You know, I've got a job now. And just,
is it?
Yeah, I've got a job now. One more applause, yeah. Cause I just want to say, I booked off today as holiday.
Whoa.
So as of now, I'm getting paid to rap.
Wow.
I told you, Dad. I told you, Dad, I'd make it. I've been on the clock since half one, son.
Oh, oh. That's deep, boy.
That's deep.
You know what I mean?
I'm loving it.
That's how you got. That's that hip hop logic right there. You know what I mean?
Gotta get it where you gotta get in where you can fit in.
All right, so on this open mic, we got a beat by the Eccentrics, right?
The Eccentrics on the beat, and we are joined by Manic MC, Namesakes, Natty Weiler. Should we get into this?
Let's have it.
Manic, you gonna say it off? Yeah,
I set this up. All right. Yeah.
All right. Food Bar Radio, the hip hop show. Sarah Love,
Mike
Stiggy, Manic MC.
Yo, it's Manic MC. Yeah. Alright. Yo, Midnight Express EP is out now. All platforms, yo.
Alright, let's get into it.
Ayo, I'm saying deep this. We be flinging flows that are fatal. Left hand on the mic, whilst the right turns the tables. Wish upon a night to come and save you. Sword by my side, I emerge from the stables to ride. I blow up to the heaven, stars glittering that night sky, rolling up the lemon. Just trying to get my mind right, meditate on seconds. Trying to get them rhymes tight. Manic MC strikes mic like Mai Tai, burning like cyanide. My flow's intense. I ain't gotta take it physical to show some strength. Yeah, I only trust a brother when our souls connect. And when I step up on that stage, you better show respect. We shoulder the stress. And nah, ain't nothing, cards close to my chest. And nah, ain't bluffing. Lyrics swinging with that swiftest speed. I split spliff with ease and spit sicker than these rappers cause they're fronting.
From gang,
I take with fat baggies of bass, Matty, that's Frankie. Head hotter than wasabi, he's that tanky. You would not like it when this man's angry at me. Stab your granddaddy, getting all up in his face like bad acne. And so you're mad at me, got something to share? Fuck it, who cares? Bitches, nothing new there. Yeah, I hear the stories, they really bore me. And I couldn't give less of a fuck, ejaculating prematurely. You, at the wrong place at the wrong time. Jump on the mindset at the wrong stage on the wrong night. It's not brave and it's not wise. You don't want slaves to get it on. Why? You want to showcase the show's face? I'll leave yours concave with a strong right. It's not a matter of who's tougher, it's who's coming with a true roughness. Mine grows more than Chewbacca. You runners of nothing but newcomers get stomped on like Mufasa, then get swept and left in broom cupboards. It's Namesakes to you, it's Mr. Namasaki.
The pressure
it.
Got to me, man.
Yo, Natty Weiler.
I'm in that dark room with that moon bright, and them thoughts deep, we're trying to reach new heights. Expand the mind, the consciousness is lifted, so I plan to be doubling knowledge. I'll forever be seeking that wisdom, not my soul to be eternal. Ain't really scared of death, and I really ain't on the materialistic shit, but I still like rocking new crepes, and it's like this check. Move to the beat, in the zone from the head to the feet, lost in the music, caught in the trap, but I gotta go through, but I'd rather just rap. But yeah, too fast, I'll slow this down. Came through from London town, don't mind from Manny and back, it's 0161 back here now. Check one time coming in through. If you don't
no, yeah, now that you do. It's like this, it's how we do. Check one time and the mic is true. Hey.
Hey yo, spitting that noise with DJ Sarah Love. I'm inside with Digman Freud. It's freestyle again. Keep it when I drill up the pen. It's deep on the mind, you know. Yo, I ride with a friend, that's Natty Y. My name MC, do not try and tempt me. I'll clock it up to temp speed and blow away your whole gang. Yo, when I throw back, I freestyle with deep rhymes. I speak live, any MC, you better see mine and take clear. Yo, duck for cover when I'm spraying rhymes. Yeah, I gauge the time, then I pass it off. Spark it off and pass it off. Yeah, that's the way for mines. Keep it nice every time I spray these rhymes. Yo, yo.
Let's try this one more time, yeah, man.
The hip hop show right here, Foo Bar Radio, bitches and bitches.
Alright, we'll try this one more time, man. Yo.
It's namesakes, to you it's Mr. Namasaki. On radio I'm active like Japanese and Nagasaki. And satisfactory rappers sadly cannot match me. They came with a great game, namesakes, send them back to plan B. And for my grand finale, man I'll gladly take the both of us out. By Yoshimitsu doing Harry Carry Gang Natty. Man we're too hard, rappers get fucked up beyond all recognition. And that's a foo bar. Pass it back to Natty.
Yeah,
back
I see to why you wanted to do that one there. Natty Wyler, what you saying, bro?
Yeah, FUBAR, and who's that? Coming through with that true chat, yeah, you know how we do that. Black cat crossing paths, superstitions, walking under ladder. And check it, I ain't really matter, couldn't really fathom how we get it. It's still it's coming blacker, deeper like we're under seas. Fading to the murky blue till it's turning green. And see them sperm whales sleep like it's blue planets. And hear a little bit of Attenborough's chatting. But we're trying to clock the nature and try to taste the flavour. We're coming through with Super Saiyan, yeah, you feel the savour. It's coming slashing through, check it, yeah, that's how we do. It's Natty Wyler with the crew, it's Manic Namesake. My Stiggy coming through, yeah, you feel this. It's Sarah Love right. Coming through, tear down the building, rip that roof off.
You
and check it.
It,
yeah, you know we're clued up. Natty, yeah, this Manic come to do stuff, so check it out.
Yo, yes, freestyle again. Pick up the mic again and blow them away. I show them the flame, I'm holding the papes. No, not really, G, I'm broken, never fearing me. These MCs go get near to me, I got the rhymes now. Y'all pull my pad out and write down the rhymes that be coming to my brain. I maintain with insane flow. Now you can't step up in my place, you better slow down and get out my way, bro, it's deep now. Yo, I'm freestyling, lyrical and speak out. Every time the beat's down and blowing, I'm hoping, like Hulk Hogan, I'll be holding. Next wait, dog, you better spectator going.
Alright then, yo.
Shout out to Hulk Hogan.
Nowadays it's considered cool to be self-destructive. So watch Frankie making a fool of himself in public. Get fired up in ciphers, fueled with some hellish substance. Kicking up more stink than a mule, man it smells disgusting. Who can help this fuckwit? Who cares? I'm out with Christopher Robin. How's his finger stickier than Pooh Bear's? You there, yes you, when I step on the stage. His crowd gets up insane as the floor shaking like a tectonic plate. Parental advisory while the crowd gets up its faces. Killing off more students than any net nomination. Fronting like MCs have never heard of us. Thought they had skills to pay the bills. Wait until we repossess your furniture. Leave a mess and burn it up. Raising your city, creating a blitzkrieg. If you came with a 16, aiming to diss me. Making a sick scheme, raise the stakes because of its beat. I'm going ham on opponents, man. I'm roasting and making a mincemeat. Cut my own nose, I'll spike my face if it fits me. If I can't make it in this scene, I'm going down and I'm taking it with me. Lock, stock and two smoking barrels. If I'm facing defeat, blow, blow, leaving with two smoking ankles. Run life.
Sakes, right? Show what you're drinking, bro. Show what you're drinking.
Mate, my mom's listening to this. I can't be doing that. But in case you're wondering, it's Bells. If Bells want to send me any free Bells for promoting, I'll give you, Mark Adkins, dy10 at gmail.com. Send me the email. We'll make it happen.
Hey, Dave Sakes there, boy. Lie. What you lot saying, man?
Well, I'm trying to think of Britons, but I couldn't really do it. So I gotta push on through it, pushing buttons when I do this. Come to Egypt, running and not chatting to no Egypt. So check this, coming through and ticking off that checklist. Specialists of Britons coming through with that full stop. It's on point and on point. Check it like I'm Francais from France. Say yeah, say and so. Coming night, check it now, becoming mafioso with the hair slicked. It's just like this, coming checking. If you didn't know before, we're coming for the record, you can bust this and check this and trust this, put your house on it. Natty with this tune and coming through, not that the loud mouth is, but I got the lyrics true and kind of tongue twisted, busting. I'll be doing this for just for fucking kicking it. It's like this. Yeah,
off
fuck
the
it,
top
what
the
title is.
It's
how it is, so check it.
Yo, it's just another night, leaning till it's hard to speak. I'm feeling ever sentimental about the path we lead. Yo, past friends pedal metal down the darkest streets, and old memories squeeze till it's hard to breathe. Take a chance, a peep, and tell her, tell what you've seen. Another fucking young and getting shelled for the peas. A new generation stacking shelves with degrees. Shit's peak, keep it pushing till I'm 6 feet deep, cause that's me. Even though sometimes it don't seem it, they're tapping up our phones so they can listen to our secrets. Speechless, don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I'm cooking up a batch to have you drowning in the deepness. All this trapping and clapping, I've always stayed away from it. Don't make sense to see these other people chasing it. You've only got one life, so why the fuck are you wasting it? Fam, it's basic shit, so you better get your head straight. I touch the mic like a template, keep it tight. Every time I write the rhymes, it's easy now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No sex, hit us off with one more, man. What you got, bro?
Damn blaggers trying to pass blinds. The black man rubbers dank ganja, but drop a whole lot of nothing just like the Grand Canyon. Your old news all I can see, but yes, like Dan, rather think you're sick, I laugh at your symptoms if I'm patch at them. Dying out so whack rappers down like gangster, think they park after flipping that cat backwards. Get it? That's an anagram if you didn't catch that one. Forget the elevator, take the stairs and step your game up, you fat bastard. Getting amped up, you act up when you're ass drunk. How are you gonna step to me when you can't even stand up? Back up, what back up? You only back the good you had a whole lot of tramadol this past month and haven't crapped once.
Yo, we ended it there, man. That's the Food Bar Radio hip hop show. MC, if you want to get on here like these lot, man, shout out to Namesex.
Run life, motherfuckers.
Natty Wyler, shout out to Manic. Yes, you know what I mean? Shout out to the eccentrics on the beat. If you want to get on here like any of these MCs, all you got to do is send us a link. Send us a link to like some of your best shit, yeah? Not literally, I mean your best links of music. So hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. And if you're a producer, send us 4 1-minute snippets of your best beats that could work for an open mic to hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic B. That's the Food Bar Radio hip hop show right here, bitches and bitches.
What are any links that you guys want to share with the people, Namesakes?
I think I've shared enough, man.
Okay.
Shared some intimate details, man.
Yeah, you sure?
But hold up, Runt Life Bandcamp, hit that up. Runt Life Volume 2 coming out. Just check the Runt Life Bandcamp, a whole lot of stuff coming out. Thank you very much. Appreciative to you guys. Thank you for letting
for
me come down again.
Much,
it's been a pleasure,
lovely
guys. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yes, yes. Manic.
Yeah, man, thank you as well. I've got the Midnight Express EP is out now, so if anyone wants to hear it, show love, support, share it to your mum, your dad, your friends, anyone.
Yeah, Christmas coming.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, you can get it online. About to launch a new website, so keep it locked, man. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks
appreciate
for coming,
it,
bro, man. Natty.
Straight up. Yeah, shout out to all the Donnies. Fucking SoundCloud, probably the best place to look out for some new shit. It's been a while, but been recording loads, so new
Thank
shit
you,
coming out soon. But yeah, lots of love always.
Lovely to have you all here. Shouts out to the eccentrics on the beat as well. Shout out to Alex Gwither.
Alex Gwither. I couldn't get it either.
He's you know, to do with the investigations right here. You know, I was asking if you can invent an international day just like Black Friday, what would it be and why? Did you lot think of any? Well, shout out to Alex. He says international, everyone actually finds out if they're owed PPL day.
Now, forget PBI, that. Forget
PBI.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, PBI.
You know? Forget that. Yeah, my mum and dad tried that. It failed miserably. My mum and dad tried that PPI shit. Failed miserably. It's a con. Yeah, man.
It's PPI.
Trust me.
Works.
Now, sometimes it works. It's more hassle than it's worth, man.
If
hassle.
You missed our interview that Mice had with Brother Ali earlier in the show, definitely listen back to that. Foodbarradio.com/show/hiphop is the place to go. Thank you to you for tuning into the show, because this show is all about you guys. Next week we are in for a treat. We're going to be joined by Rick Branson. He's going to be live on the show with us, so make sure you lock in Monday 4 p.m. You know we take care of you with all that good hip hop business.
That's
right here,
ladies
on
and gentlemen.
Food Bar Radio. Up next on Food Bar, you've got Payne and Sylvester taking care of you, and you know it's important that we just send another big happy birthday going out to the one and only Bruce Lee, Jimi Hendrix, Bass Register, locked into the show, and of course, who this tune is dedicated to the one and only Martin Luther King. So it's peace from me, Sarah Love.
And peace from me, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, all smothered up in your ear. I want to give a big shout out to Big Toast. He says he wants to invent Trump Day to commemorate or celebrate the day he got killed.
Could fit more perfectly than to have a world party.